Hi there, and welcome back to Life Masterclass podcast series. And we're going to go again in this topic of doing the inner work. And I've brought another colleague of mine along, and we're going to go into what techniques that she specifically works with. And then we might have a conversation about generally doing the deep inner work. So I'll introduce Katrina. I met Katrina, I can't remember how many years ago, it was a bunch of years ago. I met her through a friend that introduced me to this technique called the Lifeline Technique. And I was introduced into that circle. And that's what we're going to talk about first, this Lifeline Technique developed by Dr. Darren Wiseman over in Chicago in the US of A. We're going to talk about that specific technique, and then we're going to see where that takes us. And we might even get into some stories about the inner work. So I met Katrina a bunch of years ago, and Katrina's actually been my, I call her my therapist, practitioner. Like, she's been my go-to for over 5 years. I don't know where, somewhere between 5 and 7 years that I've been working with Katrina. And talking about doing the inner work, so for me it's about, I want to do maintenance work along the way. There's certain things I do, and then if I'm out of sorts, Katrina's my go-to. But I use Katrina for maintenance as well, so we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Because I'm a big fan on this conversation about the inner work is not waiting until we redline at a 10 out of 10 before we, you know, start doing some stuff. We do this stuff along the way, these rituals, and I talk a lot about those. And then we go deeper to work on specific things. So thank you so much for joining me today, Katrina. And I thought if you could introduce yourself a little bit about your story as to how you got into the Lifeline Technique, and then we'll talk about what the Lifeline Technique is.
Well, thank you, my beautiful friend, Carl Massey, all the way from Bali. Yeah. I'm sitting here on a Melbourne afternoon. So autumn is in the air here in our world. And it's always gorgeous to reflect on how far we've come. So I was introduced to the Lifeline Technique through a gorgeous friend of mine. It's always people we know, word of mouth, that leads us to our next greatest version of ourselves if we're courageous enough to lean into it. So I have a beautiful friend and mentor called Diane McCann, and she ran and still does for 30 plus years women's circles called the Goddess Within. And I'd been participating and assisting and participating some more and assisting some more since I was 18 years of age. And I had become a mother for the first time, and I had a little four-year-old boy. And Diane said, I've got this guy that I have met in Chicago. He's amazing. He's amazing, darling, Dr. Darren Wiseman. And she had promoted him to come out to Australia to teach the Lifeline Technique, which is essentially subconscious emotional healing. And I was at my wit's end, essentially, because I had a four-year-old son who I perceived through my lens, my foggy lens of generational patterns, that he was angry all the time. And I had this animosity towards my four-year-old son that he was angry. How dare he be angry? He was 4 years old. What did he have to be angry about? I loved into him as best as I could. And he had everything that he needed. And in a moment in time, I went, oh, okay. Why am I myself feeling angry at my son being angry when he's four? And I knew that it was a deeper conversation. So I didn't really want to send my son to a psychologist or a counselor or a psychiatrist at 4 years of age. I knew he was a full boy, but I knew he needed work. And the reason why I knew that is because he said to me, Mum, you're here to help me with my angry, aren't you? So I know on a deeper spiritual level he was calling me to assist his soul in this incarnation into who he was as a young person on the planet. So when Diane said this person was coming out and he knew how to work with emotions, I'm like, I trusted Diane. I'm in. I didn't even buy Darren's book to read it. I just rocked up to his workshop, heart wide open, in complete awe that someone had a new tool for me to absorb. So I did that, and I was introduced to the Lifeline Technique purely because I wanted to shift generational patterns that were running in my family, specifically from my dad's side. And when I was introduced to this technique, it seemed like a lot. 16 steps. We're going to work with the subconscious mind. We're going to be setting intentions. We're going to use this hand mudra that means I love you in sign language. We'll be using words, infinite love and gratitude. We'll be looking at core limiting beliefs. And my mind just went, but my heart was like, yes, let's do this. So I took in as much as I could on that three-day weekend in Harndorf, South Australia, and I took it home. And when I took it home, I remember distinctly this one night I dreamt the whole 16 steps of the Lifeline flowchart that Lifeline practitioners and Darren refers to as the blueprint to the subconscious mind. And for me, it was like I got this download. Just like Darren originally got the download, for me, the understanding on a deeper level came through a dream state. And I woke up excited and felt like maybe I could lean into it a little bit more. So got brave and started to practice with people who weren't family. And when I was noticing shifts with them and they were saying, Katrina, something's shifting in me. It feels great. This space that's being held is quite remarkable and I do feel differently. I knew that then I wanted to become a practitioner. So I got courageous and I got more curious and I studied the Lifeline technique, and that was 11, maybe more now. Same. Time is irrelevant.
That's what I was trying to figure out, how many years.
Yes. Yeah, 11 to 13 years now I've been a practitioner of the Lifeline technique, and it's my go-to technique for working with anyone who's open to begin their healing journey. But it's also my go-to technique for allowing me to practice consciousness in every aspect of my life. And it's been a blessing because life moves on. More babies come, children grow up, marriage, divorce, new relationships, selling houses, moving jobs. In all of those perceived stressful scenarios, I've been able to navigate my way personally by using the Lifeline technique, and also then having this understanding of consciousness in relation to stresses that life throws at us, physical and emotional. I've been able to support other people when they come to me to say, hey, can I have some guidance? And like you said, Carl, you call me your therapist, I think is the sweetest, most beautiful thing, because I don't see myself in that way. You know, I'm definitely not a doctor or a counsellor or a psychologist. I never diagnose or prescribe anything. But what I love is being able to hold space for people in a content-free way. So the Lifeline technique allows you to explore your subconscious without diving into the story of the drama and trauma in that moment. It's really about processing emotion on a deeper level as opposed to reliving and retelling the story of what got us to the stressful place in the first place.
Yeah. I was just thinking as Katrina's talking there that we could talk for a couple of hours, actually. Both Katrina and I could talk under wet concrete and that sort of stuff, and trying to think about the best way to take this conversation and guide it. Because one thing is, you know, my introduction to the Lifeline technique was there's lots of moving parts, complex. And I'll have with my coaching clients, most of them I'll send to Katrina to have a session. And I'll say with my clients, you trust me? And they're like, yeah, I trust you. I said, don't try and understand what's happening in the process, particularly if you're pretty new to this sort of stuff. Don't try and work out what Katrina's doing, how she's saying things, why she's moving in that direction, why she's putting crazy coloured glasses on and why she's pulling crystals out and waving things around under her nose and getting her to lick her lips and all that sort of stuff. So it is a really fascinating, and there's lots of different parts to it. So we might look at a couple of parts. So Darren Wiseman, who developed it, like, he put together a whole bunch of different modalities together. So it has a huge depth to it. He's got, you know, incredible background, chiropractic, kinesiology, Chinese medicine, NLPs and EDMRs and EFTs and whole broad range of things. So what I was thinking with that, so some of the key things to the technique, and Katrina said it's more content free. So let's talk about kinesiology, content free, how the technique works around that sort of context. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the beautiful thing about the content free aspect, which means when you are in a session of the Lifeline technique that you are about to experience, you don't need to discuss anything personal or private to you. So as a practitioner, I never guess where we're going. I never guess or assume that we're on a particular pathway towards healing that has an expected outcome. So when I'm working with a person, I'm actually working with their subconscious. And how I tap into the conversation that the subconscious is bringing to the surface is through what we call muscle reflex testing. And muscle reflex testing is the tool that kinesiologists, chiropractors, and, you know, people who learn self-muscle reflex testing can use as well to navigate their way to better understanding what next, where do we go. So a Lifeline practitioner will use muscle reflex testing. The simple bent arm muscle reflex test will allow us to ascertain whether we're in a conscious place or in a reactive place. So if a muscle that we test just through gentle pressure, if we can find a gap between the subconscious and the conscious, then we're in. We're in the deep dive to go and find the emotional conversation that's buried within the body. And what we're doing here is we're looking for an opportunity to bring that emotion up so that we can digest it. Because the longer it stays trapped within the physical body or the emotional subconscious state, and, you know, we're only 2 to 10% conscious most of the time, so the rest of it is a subconscious reactive part. If we can go deep diving, pull up this emotion to process, just like we would with food, we'd see, feel, and hear that emotion, then what we're able to do is harmonize to that vibration with an intention from our heart. And using infinite love and gratitude, the hand mudra of I love you in American Sign Language and the words, it allows us to bridge that gap, because when we bring subconscious and conscious together, we become super conscious, and then we become observers of our body and our life. And from that place, that's where we can action change. So using muscle reflex testing, we do the deep dive, we access the emotion, we bring it up, we harmonize with love from an intentional place so that we can get some clarity of vision around the triggers associated with why we find ourselves stuck sometimes in life, and then make more conscious, more alert, more intentional pathways for ourselves of how to move through an experience or action life in a way that we would choose rather than the reactive way that's coming from the buried subconscious reactive parts of ourselves. And muscle reflex testing can be done, if you're in the room with me, we do it on you, the muscle reflex test, not the session. We always do the session together. And if we're doing one-on-one sessions online, through Zoom. Zoom's the medium that I use at the moment, right? Most people are at this stage in 2022. Then the practitioner becomes a surrogate for the muscle reflex testing, because we are all one energy. So that's how that works.
Yeah, and that might be a bit strange for people to you muscle test on yourself for them and that sort of thing. But the point I would add is, you know, having done this with Katrina for numerous years, the amount of times she'll do muscle testing on herself as a surrogate, and whatever comes up is so specific and relevant to me. The thing I love about the Lifeline technique is it's not so much an intellectual experience, and that's why this using muscle reflex practices like that allows this deeper conversation with what exists within the body and within the field of the body. Like, it's so hard sometimes for someone to know, articulate what's going on. A lot of people, if they've had some past experience, suppress that. They might blank that out, black that out, or whatever. So again, a technique like this that goes, you know, beyond that. The other thing I was thinking, Katrina, was so people might be listening to this. So there's this hand mudra that is represented via "love you" in American Sign Language. I was trying to think, how do you describe that to someone listening to that? I guess you put your hand up with all the fingers facing up, and then
you're doing great.
What is it? The middle finger and the ring finger tuck those in, and so what you end up with is your thumb, index finger, and your little finger sticking out.
Right. So sometimes I'll describe it as rock on, plus thumbs. But you've got it perfectly. It's you. Any hand you can use, and you raise it, and you, as if you're going to go and give a high five to somebody, and then you do exactly what Carl said. You lower your middle finger and your ring finger. You're left with your three fingers up, which is rock gods plus thumbs, and with intention. So this means I love you in Australian Sign Language as well, actually. Now, this hand mudra, if you bring it across your heart and you intentionally say the words infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And you can say it as many times as you like till it shifts in energy or makes you feel yummy, right?
So but, this is the thing with it too. It's and just when we set an intention, and this is, you know, an anchor for that intention as well, like this is reconnecting and using those words, infinite love and gratitude. So, you know, not thoughts bouncing around all over the place, like we're bringing the focus in what intention do we want to experience in this eternal present moment, and that does create a shift in the field of energy, and that is, you know, part of this healing process with the Lifeline technique. Does that make sense, or expand on it?
It's beautiful. I mean, my kids will just see me walking around with an infinite love and gratitude hand mudra over my heart, or if I've got menstrual cramps, you'll find two hand mudras over my ovaries, or if I notice a little neck twinge or an eye flicker that could suggest a migraine, my hands automatically after all these years just go up to my head, up to my neck. And I'll hold that space of love and gratitude until that feeling shifts, and it does. Mm. If you bring the vibration of love and gratitude to any aspect of your life, and you do that from your heart space, and you do it intentionally, you cannot help but raise the vibration to the highest vibration of love and gratitude in a moment. The love moves towards an intentional self and fear moves away. It's an expression people use all the time. Fear moves away, love moves towards. So if you're wanting to move towards anything in your life, and let's face it, what we focus on grows, right? Simple as that. Yeah. What we focus on grows. So in a reactive moment, in a moment of pain in the body or stress in life, if you bring the intentional self to one of infinite love and gratitude and you hold that space, I'm not saying do it quick, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. I'm saying hold that space intentionally, infinite love and gratitude to whatever's coming up for me right now. Remove the need to understand it. Lean into that part of self-love. Delete judgment and just honor the moment that you're feeling exactly what you need to be feeling because you need to feel it. Now, if it's a feeling that makes you feel uncomfortable or distressed in any way, and your go-to is infinite love and gratitude, I mean, I automatically just took a breath then. It'll help you breathe into a whole new vibration for yourself. And it's, look, if you use it, it works. If you don't, you never know.
Yeah. I mean, it changes the lens of perception. Right. So once we put ourselves into that state, so, you know, I wrote the book Decision Making Mastery, and I talk about at the front end of that, the most important thing with making good decisions is what physical and emotional state we're in before making the decision. If we've got important decisions to make, we need to spend the time to make sure we're in the right physical and the right emotional state. So something like that, you know, using this infinite love and gratitude and connecting to that and bringing us back to that place, imagine making decisions from that state of being versus reactive, fearful, and all that other sort of stuff. So again, like from an extremely practical perspective, it's like if I can bring myself into that, if I can look through the lens of perception of love and gratitude without judgment of whatever is, and I can ask myself, what's the reality here? I'm definitely going to choose differently than if I'm not in that state. So again, absolutely. I think big tip.
And Carl, while you're talking about that, you know, I'm intuitively just tapping into times where I've used infinite love and gratitude quite randomly. And it might be picking my daughter up from school, and she's 16. She gets in the car and she starts having a go because she's triggered. You know, school's a crazy environment. Lucky they're allowed to be back in the classroom right now. But I tell you what, I'm glad that time for me has come and gone. But so say my daughter gets into the car and I look at her and I say, hey, darling, how was your day? And I get a grunt. And then I get, you know, not always, but sometimes, you know, I get the stink eye, or I get the attitude, or I get the, oh, you don't understand me, right? What I really want to do on the inside is the same thing I did with my son when he was 4 and angry. I want to have a go. I want to say, you know what, your bad day, I want to up you on that, because don't you appreciate that I've already done your washing and I've done this and I've picked you up and you could be catching the bus, you know, but I'm here. I mean, that's an exacerbated example. But if I can catch myself in the moment, take a breath and go, infinite love and gratitude, love and gratitude, until that shifts, my reactive self gets put in the back seat. I've processed in the emotion, the frustration, the annoyance, the insecurities at being a good mom. I don't know how to help her. There's so much that layers in one moment. And I can reframe that moment. Sweetheart, I'm really sorry you had a bad day. When you're ready, I'd really love to hear about it. And then I say, do you want to choose a song on the radio or Spotify? And then she's happy, right? And I give time and space for myself in that moment, give time and space for her. And that's in any relationship, in a relationship with your beloved, in a relationship with a work colleague. The amount of times I've gone to sit on a toilet just to breathe in a workplace and give myself infinite love and gratitude to get out of the monkey mind and back into a heart-spaced intention. It's really quite simple to do, and yet in our reactive place, it might be the biggest challenge. So thought is creative. And so if we can, as human beings on this planet, tap into that part of ourselves that is heart-based, it's the greatest gift we can give ourselves in a moment. Because if I have a go at my daughter as soon as she gets in the car, I know we've set ourselves up for a bad night. And you know what? Might be a bad week. And I know my daughter, she'll remember it for months, if not years, what I said in a moment of heated anger or frustration. And no one wants that. So it's really hard to take back words.
Yeah.
So if we can use words that are conscious and kind, that has to start from our own self, checking in on our own reactivity in a moment. And that is a practice. That's not a perfect. I have to practice that every day. You know, I said to look into my voice. Oh, so fun. I said before coming on here, I can be a potty mouth, right? Sometimes I just want to rip at the world and throw expletives left, right, and center. And yet that's not my truth. My truth is, wow, I feel really wounded and sad at whatever might be going on at this moment in my life. So for me, the Lifeline technique allows me to check into the reactive patterns that show up in my life. And I use it daily in some form or another. And if I can walk away with the infinite love and gratitude hand mudra and words that change my vibration in a moment as a beautiful anchor, then I'm going to choose that consciously as much as I can.
Yeah. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah. One of the other things I thought might be interesting for people to get a better sense of the Lifeline technique, is at the start of it, one of the first things Katrina will do will ask you what you've got going on in your body. And I've just written a blog post on it at the moment, talking about messages from the body. So at the start of it, like, you know, what are you feeling in your body? So taking the attention inwards and seeing what's showing up in this eternal present moment. Oh, I've got a pain here, I've got a pain there. And then Katrina will get you to rank that or scale that on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, where do you rate that? Scale 1 is hardly anything. I'm going to nod off to sleep. 10, get me off the planet. So go through that process and, like, you know, measure all those different body sensations. And then the next thing, Katrina will get you to connect to something that stresses you out. And then connect to the emotions and then again rate the emotions. But the beautiful thing is, after you've done this, you know, internal analysis of self and circumstance or person that's sort of causing you stress, then there's this beautiful thing called the truth question. And that is so poignant. So, you know, Katrina will ask, would you ever choose to have all of these body ailments? And she makes a point of, you know, listing all of them off and what score they are out of 10 and then the emotions and what score out of 10. Like, so it's a load there. And ask this question, would you ever choose to have a day in your life where you had those body sensations, those emotions going on? And the answer is, of course, hell no. I'd never choose it. And then it's this, you know, beautiful line, which, well, if you didn't choose it consciously, then it's subconscious. And that just opens up a level of awareness that there's stuff going on below the surface. And it really is a beautiful entry point for you to, you know, step into doing the inner work. It's so clear that you wouldn't choose that. So there's something going on. And like Katrina was saying, you know, 2 to 10% of the time is the level of consciousness we have. Most of the time we're unconscious, running on past programs, on autopilot. So add to the truth question, it's a gnarly start
gnarly
and a beautiful start to bring full awareness to the experience.
So everyone who learns the lifeline technique will learn the 16 steps, which is the blueprint to the subconscious mind. And the part that you're talking about there, Carl, the part of checking in with the body to see what stress is in the body and to check in with life and see what stress is going on in life and then really have a look at what emotion that brings up for you is the part of the lifeline technique which allows us to have conscious observation. We're observing our body and we're observing our life. And the truth question, given the opportunity to create your day, your life, even a moment in time where you're feeling stressed out at your daughter who got in the car or your son who's angry or frustration that someone forgot to bring the milk home. Not that I ever feel frustration about milk anymore, but that sense of the triggers of the emotional response, when we ask ourselves, would I ever choose consciously to feel that way? And the answer is always, it's actually hell no. It's when I read those stresses back from the physical body and the emotional self, it's always hell no. That's why Darren Wiseman has called it the truth question, because every single person who's experienced the lifeline technique answers no.
Yeah.
Remind them that it's a hell no. And the hell no is that part of us that allows us to realize that we are in a reactive subconscious place, because what we would choose consciously is not that part of ourselves that is expressing with physical or emotional distress. So hell no, I'd never choose it means it's not coming from the subconscious part of ourselves. But the fact that we can spend, you know, sometimes it's a good 20 minutes to 30 minutes with a new client where I really let them dive into what they're feeling or experiencing. And I read that back to them. I share it back in a really quirky kind of story. And I'm like, I already know the answer to this. I know that you already know the answer to this. But why we ask, would you ever choose it, is so that we can get the mind on board. Because from the place where the mind begins to understand that the subconscious mind is basically, you know, up front and center on stage. It's got the keys to the bus and it's driving you around like a crazy woman in my case, and a, you know, loopy, reactive human. When we begin to understand that part of ourselves, we know we can shift it, but we never shift it from a mindset. We have to shift it from a heart set. So between the subconscious, no, I'd never choose that, and the conscious, yes, I would choose differently if I could, then we come into the heart. And that bridges the gap between the conscious and subconscious to a super conscious place. And yet when we have to begin to navigate where we're at so that we can see where we're about to head, it's we in that moment, that's when it needs to be coming from the heart. So the next part of that process is to really tap into the heart, and we ask, you know, from a menu of infinite possibilities for your life, listen to your heart. What does your heart desire? And we will set an intention based on your heart, because the head's designed to protect you. The subconscious mind isn't there to victimize you or cause suffering. Like that, I think that's the biggest misconception of how the subconscious mind works. I'm really grateful for my subconscious mind, that I can blink and have my blood flow through my body, and I can swallow, you know, it does all these magical things. But the reactive part is what I'd like to learn, how best to navigate, not even control, because it's not about taking control of it. It's about redirecting the neural network pathways that fire off in the brain from a heart space. So, you know, when you tap into what your heart's desire is, your heart always knows the next best step. So to lead with the heart takes a lot of courage. And sometimes we've been in such a reactive place, we forget how to do that. And so it's dropping from the head to the heart, and it just seems like a little journey. But for some, it's a really long, long emotional reconnection. Because, you know, our hearts shut off. We get hurt in relationships, or we get told we're not good enough, or, look, I'll only love you if you lose 10 kilo. I've actually met people that have said, oh, you look great, but you'd look better if you just lost 10 kilo. I'm like, serious? You know, and it, when you hear that as a 20-something-year-old, you're like, oh, maybe they're right. Now I'd actually sit them down and have a decent conversation with them. That sense of knowing your own heart's desire and knowing that you can action life from a really truthful place within you is what will drive you to the best version of yourself for your health and for your physical health and emotional health, but also for the relationships in your life. And for me, when I'm working with people, the relationship that I would really love for people to have first and foremost is one with themselves. Because from that, when you nurture that beautiful garden, when you tend to that inner sanctuary of your own capacity to be authentically yourself, that's where magic happens. Yeah. So we get the I am truth of who you are, and then we play with the feeling. What does it feel like to be in your heart? And it's the feeling that becomes the mind medicine. So instead of popping a pill for life to get us through stuff, we actually begin to learn how to activate the neuropeptides to think and feel in ways that bring us aliveness, joy, happiness, and trust that when sadness, anger, and fear show up, that it's okay to come from that place and lean into it, because it's equally as important to process emotion. Yeah. But let's process the hard or the perceived hard stuff from a place of love and gratitude than from a place of rage and torment.
Yeah.
Because then we'll shift it. First of all, we'll shift it so much quicker. Yeah. And second of all, we'll be leaning into love at a higher vibration.
So I was thinking we could talk a lot more about the Lifeline technique. We could take it in lots of different directions. There's numerous different parts of it. What I was thinking that might be most useful for you listening to this is, how I use this. Like, I'm very practical. You know, Life Masterclass is about what tools do we have available? How do we use these tools to better navigate our way through life, to raise our level of consciousness, our level of joy, happiness, abundance, and all that sort of stuff.
Woohoo!
So for me, with something like, you know, I've spent many years in this field. I say got into the personal development space in 1999. So what are we, 23 years now? So in all my time, I find the Lifeline technique one of the most effective techniques. Now, I have done the training with Darren Wiseman in Australia at one point. So I can do a little bit of this stuff for myself. But what I do is I outsource the expert work to Katrina. So the way I use doing the inner work, I have a series of tools and I take them to a certain level. And then if something's beyond myself, there's benefit of having someone outside of yourself. And again, this is a technique. We've talked about content-free, lots of different layers. So it's one I, you know, fully have had the experience and the benefits from. So it's something I use there. I remember one time I went to Katrina. I had a couple of things show up here as well. I was in Bali. Couple of business things went pear-shaped, relationship stuff going on, and I felt completely lost. And you know, I was feeling sick, ill. I sort of almost passed out at some point. I was achy through my body or whatever. So I've organized a session with Katrina, and as she's doing the work, again, one of the things in the Lifeline techniques is the chakras, the seven chakras. So we come to the seventh chakra, crown chakra, and that was off. So with the muscle testing established that that was the chakra that was out of harmony, out of alignment. And I sort of felt very clearly a disconnection from source, disconnection from life, disconnection. And I sort of flapping around in the breeze like a, I don't know, something getting sort of blown around but without having any stability and that sort of stuff. So, you know, I did the technique or had a session with Katrina and that fully grounded me. And what it did for me is it grounded me in the moment. Like, I still had these issue things out in front of me, but allowed me to see them in a different way, to show up in a different way, to perceive them in a different way and to interrelate with them in a different way. They were no longer things that were bigger than me to handle. They were just things in my life. So that's why something like a technique like this, you know, the Lifeline technique is of so value. And why I said, like, it's good, you know, with the tools that you've got, you do this stuff yourself. But, you know, if you get to a stage and, like I say, if you're like, even if you're at an 8.5 to 9 out of 10, if you're at that level and your tools that you're using yourself, this stuff you're doing the inner work with, if that's not working, then it's time to reach out and get some help. Whether that's a Katrina or whether that's some other coach or therapist, counselor, psychiatrist, psychologist, you know, someone that you resonate with and you trust and believe and have faith in the work they do. But it's so important, this stuff. So I guess that's the point where I wanted to sort of make it practical about this conversation I've had with Katrina, right? Because it's an interesting and, you know, there's multiple complex layers, parts to it. I wanted to have a deeper conversation with Katrina about the specifics of it. But then, you know, overall, what I want to impart is let's do this inner work on ourselves. And, you know, you can even learn to do the Lifeline technique through Dr. Darren Wiseman. So we can do this work on ourselves, but then, you know, we reach out for help if, you know, the tools we've got aren't working for ourselves. So that's number one point I want to make. The second one is doing the work as a maintenance thing. So again, not just, you know, doing the work when you sort of, you know, hit the alarm buttons going off, doing this work on ourselves on a regular basis. So that's where I sort of want to leave the conversation here with Katrina. Katrina, have you got any other pieces to add to that? Philosophies, your life philosophies?
I've always
you've been
got
in this space for
add.
Years as well. So, you know, what you else know, would I've you like to share?
Yeah, I do. I'm hearing you speak and it's so true, Carl. There is there's a really important message that you've just shared. And what I got from what you just said was it's important to have a dream team. Yeah. You know, when you can't do the work or the home play, I like to call it home play because it's fun. It's fun to do the inner work when you allow yourself to dive into it. If at some point you can't hold yourself in that space, then it's really essential to get your dream team around you. And all it takes is to pick, you know, I reckon between 2 and 3 different practitioners. So, of course, for me, it's a lifeline technique. My other one I love to go and do is floats. I love getting in that saline water. It allows me to get into a beautiful state of relaxation. And I'm a physical touch person, so I love massage. Mm. So, you know, get some people who you know and trust that you can call on to hold space for you when you can't. And the second part is find something that allows you to take ownership of your own healing every single day. Now, if that's Joe Dispenza's work, like meditation, if it's yoga, if it's breath work, if it's a walk, exercising your body, if it's, I don't know, I got a fire twirling baton and I love playing with that. You know, something that you can do every single day that allows you to do your inner work, journaling, pick one. Start with one. So have your own set of skill sets to be your own very best healer. And then when you feel like your healer needs some healing, go and access your dream team. And there's so much out there to explore, right? Join Carl's Life Coach Mastery, right? It's awesome. Like I'm doing it at the moment, the Natural Superhuman for 2022. Tapping into that is such a deep dive and fun, even though when you think you know what you already know, there's more to learn. So be curious and be excited. Remember that you are the only one that's going to do your healing. There might be therapists out there that have titles. You know, in my framework of the world, you know, titles are beautiful because they identify the work that someone's done to get to the place where they're able to hold a space for you, their certificate or their doctorate, whatever. But ultimately, you are your own healer. So when you go to your dream team, know that the work finishes here with you. So be really mindful of who you are, why you're accessing, who you're accessing for support and healing. It might be a naturopath, chiropractor, so much. Go explore the world and have fun with it.
Fantastic. I love that. Beautiful, beautiful place and space to wrap up on. So Katrina, at the moment, you know, we're working together and she's putting together a website finally. She's been word of mouth for a long time now and she's stepping up next level and getting a website. So if people want to get in contact with you for now, what is the best way to contact you? Is it through your email address? And are you okay if I put an email address in the show notes?
Email address, mobile phone. You can stalk me on Facebook or Instagram consciously, not weirdly. I'm in this day and age, you can find someone, but Katrina Huskes, Heuskes, and Katrina with a K, or Carl can post something and you'll find me.
So yeah, I'll sort of post something in the show notes, your Facebook and Insta. Did you say you have Instagram?
Yeah, I do. I do my best not to be too active on it, but the messaging platforms are great if you want to reach out through that, if you've got a favorite way to do that. I'm here.
So I'll post those down below in the show notes and that sort of thing, so you can reach out to Katrina and find out more about the Lifeline and have the Lifeline experience. Like I said, one of the best things I've found over the last 20 plus years. So thank you so much for this conversation. And again, just trying to give people other tools, techniques and ideas for how they can continue to do the inner work to expand into the fullest expression of themselves in their little unique way. So thank you so much for your time today, Katrina. Been an absolute pleasure. Infinite love and gratitude to you and infinite love and gratitude to everyone listening to this. Have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best. Take care.